At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guy's quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. Saying no is hard, but no is the flip side of yes, and you need to say yes to what you want in your life, and that means saying no to what you don't want. It's brutal, but it's necessary. I've noticed that there are times in my life that I get the maddest and the most frustrated, and those are when I've said yes to someone when I really meant no. So the whole time, I end up resenting the fact that I said yes in the first place. I need more no in my life. But no is hard. Fortunately, William Ury wrote the book on the topic. The Power of a Positive No guides us in saying no so that we can say yes to what matters most. My pal Bernice knows this too. Bernice and Melvin are planning their wedding. Now that Melvin officially knows that they're getting married, he's offering helpful suggestions, like putting video game consoles on every table at the reception so the guests have something fun to do. Bernice did not expect Melvin to be so helpful. So now she needs to say no. Step one, say yes to yourself. When you want to say no, it's because you have a competing commitment that you care about more. You want to say no to keeping your Nirvana t-shirt because you need room for your new Justin Bieber t-shirt. No to Nirvana is yes to Justin Bieber. You need to say no when your boss asks you to work the weekend because you have an important beer funnel party to attend with friends. No to work is yes to beer funnels. When I asked Bernice why she didn't want game consoles at her reception, she said, "Because I want guests to interact with each other. Research shows that health and happiness come from relationships, not game consoles." Bernice's no to the PlayStation 4, Xbox, and Wii is a yes to lifelong health and happiness. Finding your yes is an important first step to saying no. It connects you with what's really driving your no deep down inside. Once you have this connection, you know why you're saying no, and it will give you a stronger sense of resolve. Step two, say no to them. Now you're ready to say no to them, but first, build your power base. Think about the other person's motivations. What do they want from the situation, and is it just easy to give it to them? Bernice realizes that Melvin just wants something to entertain his gamer friends. You must also review your own plan B so that you aren't desperate to say yes. Now that she realizes Melvin's interests, Bernice has a plan B. She'll offer to put game consoles in the side room, but not directly on the dinner tables. She's pretty sure that worst case, Melvin will say yes to that. You also need to know if the other person can force you to say yes. Bernice knows that Melvin has no power here. Indeed, it was only through unfortunate accident that he even found out about the wedding before he was actually walking down the aisle. But that's not always true. If you're going to say no to your boss about working weekends, your boss can yell at you in a way that would be considered criminal verbal assault if it were done anywhere other than the workplace. Your boss can also fire you. Your boss can also threaten to publish those pictures from the office holiday party on Facebook. Your friends would all see you wearing the furry rabbit ears. Your hip factor would be irreparably damaged. Those are all real possibilities. Lastly, before you commit, ask yourself, knowing where they're coming from, do you still want to say no? Do you have the power to say no? And do you have the right to say no? After all, if you signed a contract saying that you would work weekends, you may not have the right to refuse. Then, say no. Say it in a straightforward, neutral tone. To hear a superb example of Byron Katie saying no, check out my earlier episode, Saying No to Difficult Requests. There's a link in this episode's transcript. Step number three, say yes to them. Now, of course, you don't want an enemy. In fact, you'd prefer them to become your willing mind slave. So just as you're stabbing them in the emotional heart with your no, make an offer of a future yes that will preserve the relationship. You can change the timing, offer new alternatives, or even propose an if-then. Bernice could offer the following as consolation. Let's put the game consoles on the tables after the wedding reception is over to anyone who's still too intoxicated to drive safely. That's a change of timing. Let's give everyone a getting to know you game to be fun and help them meet new people. That's a new alternative. Or, if we turn the game consoles off during the meal, we can put them on the table. That is an if-then. Bernice just read that idea over my shoulder, and she informs me that she will not be offering the if-then option. Bernice connected to her yes, also known as her desire to have guests interact with each other. She gently told Melvin no, he could not have video games on the table. Then she offered her plan B as a future yes, limited video games in the side room. Melvin cheerfully agreed, and now they're talking about flower arrangements. Melvin just looked at me and winked. He's perfectly content with video games in the side room. He just knows how Bernice thinks. This is going to be an interesting relationship. No? This is Steve Robbins. You can find links to the episode with Byron Katie demonstrating how to say no at getitdone.quickanddirtytips.com. I partner with a few highly successful people to help them do extraordinary things in their work and lives. If you want to know more, visit steverobbins.com. That's steverrobbins.com. Work less, do more, and have a great life.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.